Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2, Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2, Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. For more information, just click on their ad at hunteratsunrise.com. And also by SonicWall Studios, a professional HD and recording mix studio devoted to Hampton Roads musicians and bands, staffed with talented and experienced recording engineers and professional musicians. If you are missing that last element to support your vision, SonicWall can help you find it. And joining us here today, it's a return visit. Jackie Merritt and Risa Gibbs are on this program. How are you guys?
Yeah. I'm good. How are you?
Thank you so
excellent.
Much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing well.
Excellent.
And
excellent.
It's good to see you.
And it's good to see you. It's definitely good to see you. What would you like to play for us before we get to talking here?
Well, we're going to do an original song. It's called Front Porch Blues, and I wrote this based off of my my family. My mom had 11 sisters and brothers, and she had fish fries all the time on Fridays, and everybody in the neighborhood came over. So this kind of speaks to that.
Excellent. Here is Jackie Merritt and Risa Gibbs on Hunter at Sunrise.
I'll take you back.
Nothing to do, hanging out with friends and family too, drinking iced tea, telling a joke or two. Those are the good times I remember now. Lazy summer days, oh so hot, eating ice cream and Kool-Aid Pops, playing the dozens, laughing a lot, uh-huh. Those are the good times I remember now.
Risa Gibbs.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, you guys sound great here on a Sunday morning. Excellent, excellent. Of course, we might mention that you're also a part of the MSG Acoustic Blues Trio. How is Miles Spicer?
Is great.
He's doing well.
Yeah?
He and his family are doing well.
Hooking up with him. he's 4 hours away.
Yeah.
And we're still trying to be, you know, techno savvy.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a process.
Yeah.
And my mom's living with us now, so you know. It's challenging and wonderful and all of that all together.
But I'm really enjoying the Jackie Risa thing. I mean, it's a lot of fun, you know.
Yeah. I've seen you on Facebook doing live things.
Yeah.
That's been exciting.
That's been coming here and there.
And you're in one little spot. we've been doing a lot, actually.
Yeah, I've shared a lot of your performances on Facebook. It's been awesome.
Had a chance to do a couple of things that I'm sure wouldn't have been done with different artists, and that's been a real nice stretch, you know.
Yeah, I've been hearing you on Luca Bergolasi's records a lot, and
he's
you,
wonderful.
Jackie, too.
And,
yeah,
but it's mainly the two of them. I'm just kind of like in the background playing harp, like accenting stuff. But Risa and Luca, they worked forever on those arrangements, you know.
They were awesome.
Thank you so much.
And she just did something with Bobby Blackhead.
We did Madam VP.
Yeah, what's the name of it?
Madam VP.
Oh,
Vice President.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Has he put that out yet?
I think it was played on I want to say, don't get me lying, but I thought it was played on Paul Shagru.
Oh, really?
Not that long ago. A couple days ago.
I'll just be quiet now.
I don't know. So. Sorry. Okay.
Well, you've also been doing some art, right, Jackie?
I've been really busy, in the studio, and it's nice being retired. And so I'm in a show in Gloucester. I have three pieces in that, Arts on Main, and I just delivered three pieces to this the Bay Studio and Matthews Bay School studio. And next week I'm taking a piece up to Charlottesville. It's a black artist exhibit that was an invitational, but you had a theme, which is totally different from any exhibit I've been in a long time, where you had to actually produce a painting based on the theme of water, really.
Oh, wow.
So, I'm excited. You know, I just finished one. I just put out on Facebook the one with the clear shield, that's more like a essential worker, nurse kind of thing. And Hunter, is crazy. The day of the inauguration, I woke up 5 o'clock in the morning, and I was possessed. And I was looking for paper and pen in the dark and stuff. And I wrote entire, like, almost four or five verses to the song like this that relates to that piece.
Yeah.
And it's deep. So eventually I got to try and figure out how I'm going to put it.
It flowed like water.
Stop.
Well, you also did something here with the Hammond Museums.
Oh, yeah.
Virtual.
Oh, yeah. That's
what's that?
That's amazing. It's once a month, and you submit your work, and you don't know if you're going to get accepted. And I've been really lucky. The first time I did it, she wanted to hear Bones. So recently I did a song with that, and I had a piece in that show. And it was seen on 7 continents.
Wow.
And went back for another one that's in. And I just got accepted to the one for February, where I did a drawing of my mom. Me and my mom is called 1 Degree of Separation.
Oh, wow.
And I wrote a song off of it, which Risa is going to sing, New Familiar.
Okay.
And what's happening sometimes, and I just go with it, is that I may create a drawing or a painting, and then a song happens afterwards, like this one that just happened, or I may do the song, and then a painting happens.
Wow.
That's, you know, but it's not all that often, but when it does, I'm rolling with it.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Renaissance woman.
Excellent. We're talking with Jackie Merritt and Risa Gibbs here on Hunter at Sunrise. Well, would you like to do another one here? Or?
I think we will. We'll do New Familiar.
Yeah, since
this is New Familiar.
Talked about that, yeah. And the Hammond Museum is out of New York. Okay. So this is what's going to be featured next month.
Excellent. Here is Jackie Merritt and Risa Gibbs here on Hunter at Sunrise.
This is about the tables turning. Now I go to help you dress, change the bed you just slept in, wash the clothes once wore. You are my new familiar. Things ain't the way they used to be. I care for you the way you cared for me. Seems like I've been here before. You are now my new familiar. I go to bed with what could be, dreaming of the days you spent with me, your hopes and fears bring me to my knees. You are now my new familiar. You are now my new familiar.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Risa Gibbs and Jackie Merritt here on Hunter at Sunrise. You know, that reminded me of something. I was watching this movie that Pharrell Williams had on, was it Netflix?
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
We were watching, and suddenly you guys walked across the screen. We were like, what?
Yes. Yes.
And then
voices of fire. That's what it was.
That's right. Yeah. You were sitting in the audience, and we said, there's Jackie and Risa. We know them.
Yeah, we were sitting waiting my turn. I needed Jackie for moral support, and she ringed me into it too. So I brought her, and I jokingly say that I only made it to the next room, but it was a wonderful experience.
It must have been.
Hear all those amazing voices and just, you know, feel the spirit. I'm pretty sure that I started the song the way I intended, but somewhere in the middle I started speaking in tongues.
Oh, wow.
I'm not sure that's what they were looking for. Well, actually, I'm pretty sure that's what they were not looking for. but it was such a wonderful experience to just get the opportunity to do that, and I love the outcome.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and,
actually,
looking forward to seeing what else they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had to submit a video for that.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And there were only, I think, 300 people out of thousands that auditioned for it with the videos, and, you know, Risa got accepted. So it was very cool.
Yeah.
Had a lot of nice little pushes, and Carl Warren was instrumental also. So really, shout out to Carl.
Wow.
Thank you.
Well, I know you want to play another piece here.
Okay.
What other piece would you like to play? These are incredible instruments, by the way. What was that banjo?
We always bring more than what we need. Yeah, that was a Ute banjo.
Yeah.
And
I've never heard of one before.
Yeah, it's very cool because the body is a banjo. It's by Deering and banjo. And so it sounds just like a banjo. And at the time, I was very lazy because I figured, well, heck, I already know how to play a uke, so I get the banjo thrown in without having to learn the banjo. But for the last year, I have been seriously working with the banjo.
Wow.
And it's slowly getting there, and I'm really...
Do we have time for one or two more?
Yeah, we have time.
All right.
We're okay.
We're
doing well.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
So like to do a Sunhouse song.
Oh, okay.
And
well, I'm tuned.
That is a beautiful instrument you're playing now,
Thank
Risa.
You. This is a cigar box strum stick, and my friend Bruce Kincaid made this some years ago, and he allowed me to pick out the cigar box and the neck. I am learning how to play more than the one string at a time, and I'm very excited about it.
Okay.
Yeah. this song is a Sun House song, and Sun House was a blues man out of Lyons, Mississippi.
Uh-huh.
I'm born in 1902. This song was first recorded around 1965, however, and what I think is that I've been hearing this music forever, it seems, but there's a time and place when something really strikes you.
Mm-hmm.
And I liken it to the frying head frying pan upside the head thing.
Oh,
analogy.
Okay.
And I think that the times that we are living in, and thank the Lord have survived, this song speaks to that.
Okay.
And taking heed.
Okay. Here's Jackie Merritt and Risa Gibbs here on Honor at Sunrise.
Don't you mind people grinning in your face?
Risa Gibbs here, and along with Jackie Merritt. Man, it is a beautiful instrument, and it sounds so sweet.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Most definitely. So what else have you been up to? I know you haven't been able to get out much.
No, well.
That's right. We have not. Well, I'll tell you, I was really, really excited about getting dressed this morning.
Uh-huh.
I have not worn this combination of clothing in about 10 months or so, and I'm just happy about getting dressed and having a reason to. And I think Jackie has probably been up to much more, you know.
Yeah.
I've been really enjoying caring for my mom.
Yeah.
The time that I've been able to spend with mom has been priceless. This might be just a one-sided story here. I'm not sure how she feels about it, but I have benefited greatly.
Yeah.
And it's just lovely to have her here. We didn't know at the time, like in March when all this stuff hit the fan, didn't appreciate that, you know, we would be still here. And I said, oh, let's bring Mom over for a couple of weeks and make sure she's all right, you know.
Right.
And so here we are, going on a year. But it informed us. It was very important.
Yeah.
In a way.
Well, you guys sent me this this reworking of Mean Church People that we played earlier in the show, by the way, last year.
Yeah.
What made you want to rework this song?
Well, you know, when I wrote that song and we recorded it, MSG, it was 2009, I think, somewhere around that. And it was really slow. Mm-hmm. And over the years, it's evolved on stage, and we play it a lot faster.
Oh, okay.
And Reese and I have been doing a lot of stuff together, so I figured, you know, let's do a remake of it at the tempo that we normally do it. And Miles is on it.
Right.
It's just that it's not an MSG project.
I see.
I have piano player Roddy Bonds from Richmond, who's amazing. He can play, oh, my God. And Jeff Covert, we did it at his studio in Fredericksburg, and he also...
Cleaver.
Yeah, he played bass on it.
He played a few
and
things.
A little. Yeah, well, he played. Yeah, he did a little slide and he did bass.
Yeah.
We were just trying it. I was just trying to get it more.
And Jeff was
funkier.
Also the one that recorded our first couple albums with MSG.
Right.
He was the ears behind that one.
I see.
So, but a quick note: I did a video of that song with. Some paintings that I've done where people, because I did a whole series of women singers and blues singers. So I incorporated a lot of those faces into the video with the song going, and it's out there on YouTube and also on Facebook. You guys want to check it out.
Okay.
Kind of fun. So, yeah.
Well, I see Reese's getting the washboard all ready to go here. That is really something, by the way. It's just, wow.
I'll shout out to Benedict Turner from of the Piedmont Blues Duo out of Queens, Jamaica, New York.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And he made this. He's the artist that put this
I made
together.
The first one.
Oh, really?
That is true.
Then she kind of went up, you know.
What is this you're going to do for us now?
It's called Tear Down the Fences by Ola Bell Reed, and she was an Appalachian banjo
singer-songwriter.
Yeah, and she wrote this song in 1970.
Okay.
Okay, and it's like she wrote it yesterday.
Okay.
All right, so.
This is Jackie Merritt and Reese Gibbs here on 108 Sunrise.
Just what to do, and we would tear down the fences that fence us all in. Fences created by such evil men, and we would tear down the fences that fence us all in. And we could walk together. Again. All right, well, I got completely out of that, but I'm going to try it again. We're not going to stop. Y'all just have to. If we were on stage, we would still be doing it, okay? Okay.
And yes, I'm making faces.
All right. Sunday morning, dark clouds rising. Oh, there's no sunshine. God give us the wisdom to grasp the message in the air. If I wish and know it would come true. I'd wish for God to give us strength to know just what to do, and we would tear down the fences that fence us all in. Fences created by such evil men, and we would tear down the fences that fence us all in. Then we could walk together again.
Right now is a needed time. Right now is a needed time. Right now is a needed time. Oh, right now is a needed time. Right now is a needed time. Right now is a needed time. Well, I'm down on my bended knee, asking you, Lord, to come by here. Right now is a needed time. Oh, I'm down on my bended knee, asking you, Lord, to come by here. Right now is a needed time.
Sunday morning.
Right now is a needed time.
Sun is shining.
Right now is a needed time.
Flowers blooming.
Right now is the needed
everywhere.
Time. Oh, right now
birds
is
are singing.
Time. Right
soft
now
is breeze blowing, carrying a message.
Right now is the needed
in the
time.
If I could have a wish and know it would come true, I'd wish for God to give us strength to know just what to do, when we would tear down the fences that fence us all in. Fences created by such evil men, and we would tear down the fences that fence us all in. Then we could walk together again.
Right now is the needed time.
Then we could walk together again.
Right now is the needed time.
Then we could walk together again.
Right now is the needed time.
Yo.
Sorry about that.
Very nice. No, it's very nice, and a great way to wrap up this incredible interview we've been doing
Thank
here.
You. All right.
We've learned a lot.
All right.
During this particular one,
you
and
stuck
we
stuck the landing.
Yes, you stuck the landing, as they say. Jackie Merritt and Risa Gibbs here on Hunter at Sunrise. It's really been so great to see you guys.
Thank
it really
you.
Has.
And I'm hugging you all the way from here.
Thanks so much for having us, Hunter.
Well, I really
thank you
for coming over here today.